On Thursday, we'll be hearing about the winners of the 43 North Business Competition, hailed as the world's largest business competition. It's the second year for 43 North, and for some perspective, we reached out to David Colligan, who chaired Launch New York, which housed the 43 North program during its first year. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
What does 43 North mean for Buffalo?
In a word, it rebrands us. It tells the world that we're a good place for startups to form, get funded, be nurtured, and to be supported in the community. If you look at the hot spots for entrepreneurship in America, you hear about Silicon Valley, you hear about Boston, you hear about Boulder, Colorado, you hear about Austin, Texas. All of those cities have a brand. We now have a brand. We never had that brand before. So we are rebranded in a positive way for startup companies.
You're talking about the Western New York economy. One of the things that people talk about and one of the difficulties for startups, for entrepreneurs, is venture capital. Sometimes that can be, we understand, a very difficult process to access. What do you find today?
Well, I think it will always be a challenge to have as much venture capital as people would wish for, okay? But the reality is you need sources of venture capital. And if you can identify sources of venture capital, you're on your way. So I am chairman of something called Launch New York. Launch New York was started because there was a lack of venture capital for startup companies. And we feel that we're making progress because we patterned ourselves after the Cleveland Jumpstart Program. In Cleveland, they only had three seed stage venture capitalists when Jumpstart was started. And at the time we were studying them, they had 23 sources of capital for seed stage after about 5 years of existence. So we thought that was a good model. We adopted it. Launch New York has been running about 3 years, and in the 3 years' time, we now can identify seven pools of venture capital funds available to startups. So it's not perfect. It's a lot better than it was 3 years ago, and to say that there are seven places to go to get venture capital money for seed stage companies is pretty exciting in Buffalo, New York.
The answer everybody wants to know is which of these companies is going to be the success story of the 43 North competition. Is there another Twitter ready to emerge? You're familiar with last year's winners. Tell us about one story that stands out to you.
The ones that I'm most familiar with are actually clients of mine right now, so I have some insights into how they're doing. I think it's pretty exciting when you're dealing with a company like Geneticis. They came from the Cincinnati area. They moved to Buffalo with their whole family to run the company. They're really getting some traction right now, and they're in a very hard space to fund because they're in the medical device and medical delivery space, so they have to align with hospitals. And that's very hard to fund right now in the venture capital market, and they're getting funded, and they're moving forward right here in Buffalo, New York. Are they going to be a Twitter or a Facebook? No, because they're in the medical area, and there's a long time in developing a product in the medical area that you don't know the size of the market until the product is ready to go to market, which is oftentimes as much as a decade. But the fact that they've been able to cover the initial stages and come out of it with momentum like they have right now, I think is very exciting, and it proves that the model that we've set up for 43 North is working.
David Colligan, thank you very much for your time today.
Pleasure talking to you, Jay.